This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yeah. What?
You heard it right. My wife is leaving me.
Who won the bet? Are you closer, Slacker, or...
The bet?
The fact that they got married at all, I'm...
Like, yeah, for Labor Day weekend,
she's
leaving.
You're
me.
Alone this and weekend.
Wait, no, you're not alone. You're with the kids.
I'm with the kids. Little dad time.
Hold
nice.
Up.
Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah,
we're gonna eat a lot of fast food.
Oh no.
Where's she going without the kids?
Well, she's only going for a one night. She'll be gone for one night, but kind of a half a day and then half a day. She's going up to Blackhawk. With one of her friends.
Get it. I love that. Yeah. A little girl's trip.
Yeah, they're going to spend the night and do the spa.
Do you know which hotel they're staying at?
I don't. I think, is there just at Blackhawk?
No, boy.
There's no Blackhawk hotel?
Mm. No.
Oh. Normally a casino just is like, you just stay there.
Yeah, there's multiple.
There's like 27 casinos there.
But like in the same building. Every casino I've been to, that's the hotel's in that same.
They have that, but there's like 17 of those.
In the same building?
You can't genuinely be this dumb, can you?
I've never been to Blackhawk.
Have you been to Vegas?
One time, just driving through.
Same con. Oh, just driving
through. So you're telling me you don't understand that there's a place called the MGM, and that's its own thing. And then there's another thing called the Venetian, and that's its own thing. And inside each of these things is a casino.
Yes, okay.
And then also hotels. And then there's a thing called Resorts World, where it's like this huge casino in the middle. And then if you go this way, you're in the Conrad. You go this way, you're in like the Hilton. If you go this way, there's like four hotels that all kind of converge into one casino.
I thought Blackhawk was the casino.
Blackhawk's the name of the town.
Okay, well, there you go. That's where I got mixed. Everyone just always says I'm going to Blackhawk. Every time...
Right, it's like saying I'm going to Aurora.
I know, I get it. Every time I've gone to a casino, it's like I'm going to Catfish Bend. That's just the casino. There's no town called Catfish Bend. It's just, that's a casino.
But that's in what town?
Burlington, Iowa.
So you would say, wouldn't you say, okay. I'm going to Burlington? And it's like, where are you going to go? I'm going to Catfish Bend's.
No, because he
lived in Burlington. So I'm not going to say I'm going to Denver. I live in Denver.
Do you understand how many brain cells I've killed just being a part of this conversation?
So I don't know where she's... Now that you say all this, I don't know where she's going.
But you're saying she's spying.
She's spying, yeah.
So then she's either probably at Monarch or...
Isn't Ameristar?
Yeah, I think... And she promises that she's not going to gamble. I want her to go to the casino and play some cards because I like to play cards and I... Want her to like it too, so then we...
You like to play what kind of card? See, here's the thing.
What?
You're so bad at this. Like, you can't just say I play cards.
Well, I like to play blackjack.
Okay, but you understand there's more than one card game up there.
I do, yeah.
It's like, more than one card game where? We're literally doing Abbott and Costello right now. Where's she going? Blackhawk, where? Blackhawk, where? She's play what? Cards. What kind of cards? Blackhawk cards?
No, I like blackjack. I don't know what she... I don't know what she would like, but I just mean I'm encouraging her to go to the casino and do whatever she...
Can I just ask you a weird little tangent question?
Sure.
Do you think it might be important to know where your wife is staying?
Is it? No, I don't need to. I'll never need to call the hotel.
You never know.
I would call her cell phone.
What if something...
No, but if something happens to her... It's her and a friend up there by themselves. If they separate, I have lost brain cells as well.
I think something's much more likely to happen to me with the kids than to happen to her. She's like a world traveler. She studies abroad. She goes everywhere by herself. She just told me the other day, she talked about when she was like a sophomore in high school, she went to Martha's Vineyard to live with her grandma for a summer and was just by herself like an entire summer.
Well, that so sounds like if she was living with her grandma, then she wasn't by herself.
But she would go
Can
into town.
Can you tell any story without details taking us down into the weeds? To just this hurts my soul. She stayed with her grandma. That's different.
Yes, but every day she would go into town. She would ride her bike by herself. She would interact with the strangers at the beach. Like that. That's just
and
she was
like
by 30? Herself.
How old was she when she was doing all that?
She was a sophomore in high school.
He said that.
Okay. Well, it's hard to listen when you. I know the rest of the story. Where's Martha's Vineyard? Is that the name of a town?
I don't know. It's that area up there. I don't know. Don't make me do this.
So what is your plan? All I wanted to know, like, this wasn't even what we were going to talk about on the radio
right now.
It was like an ancillary question 2 seconds before. I'm like, what y'all doing for Labor Day weekend? And you're like, my wife is leaving me. And I'm like, well,
hold on.
I think we got to talk about that.
Yeah. So she's just, yeah, I'll have an evening with the kids and then a night by myself and then a morning with the kids is what I
have. What do you mean a night by yourself?
Well, because the kids will go to bed. They go to bed at like 8.
And that's all happening tonight?
No, she. Well, I don't want to say what day.
Yeah, don't say the day.
Yeah.
Because you're afraid single gentlemen like myself might run to the Blackhawk.
No, I'm looking for the spa at Blackhawk.
No, I'm afraid of being home alone.
You're worried about people coming to you?
Haven't you seen the movies? But the bad guys will target me.
Yes. I think you should start setting up paint cans and rope and flamethrowers. Do you? So I have an acquaintance. If I call him a friend, he's going to freak out.
Okay.
He's the guy, I shouldn't even say his name on the radio. He's won stuff on the radio station. He lives in my neighborhood. He's like the morning show guy reversed.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, got it.
Got it. Okay. He is a guy that when his wife has to work, like she's a nurse or whatever, like if she has to work, do you know what he says?
Mm-mm.
I'm babysitting the kids tonight.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So you don't do that?
No, not at all.
They're your kids.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I'm like, I'm looking forward to it because we get to do the dad stuff. We'll probably go to Dairy Queen.
That's a dad thing? Gosh, no wonder I haven't been in forever. Oh, I'm so sorry.
This just keeps getting sadder. Are you doing anything fun?
I'm actually going to Garden of the Gods. I've never hiked it, so I'm going to hike. Do you hike it? Do you walk it? I don't know.
It's kind of a walkish.
Okay.
It's not that hard.
I'm going to do that.
No, you'll love it.
Thanks.
I'm literally doing nothing, so nobody asked me, but I do have a great Garden of the Gods story if you'd like to hear it.
I would love to.
No, it's not really a great story. It's not actually the moment where I realized I should get a divorce, but
if there is like a pillar there marking it, oh my gosh.
No, it's actually a very funny story about my ex-wife.
Oh.
Like we've got the kids and we've done Garden of the Gods and you're just like, it's beautiful. Like you're just walking around. It's gorgeous. It's amazing.
Okay.
And then out of nowhere, a deer like, and just walks up to us. And it's just like, oh God! I forgot.
I hate deer.
I hate deer.
What a way to ruin
it. No, but it's like a baby deer. It's just like, and it's so cute. Aww. And we're all like, "Don't make sudden movements." But she already had her phone out, and I'm like, and the kids are just like, "Hi," and they're kind of touching, and it's just like,
no,
this magic.
You're not supposed to touch them.
Maybe they didn't. No, yeah, you can.
No, you can't because you're getting your scent on it and then the mama
deer. It's not such a baby that it still needs boobs. It's like, well, I don't think deers
good,
do that.
Good, because deers don't have boobs.
I don't think they do
you
that.
You can't be this dumb.
You're holding on to that, aren't you?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Does it seem like it?
So she's got her phone out.
Okay.
And like literally like the whole time she's like, oh my God, this is great. Like, you remember what my daughter looked like? Like a little cherub.
Adorable.
Just unbelievable. And my son.
Big blue eyes.
And they're both just like interacting with the deer. And then
the deer,
once it's got the whole, we've got, like, this is going to be one of those like America's greatest video things. We're going to win tens of thousands of dollars.
You're not supposed to touch it.
Gorgeous moment between family and deer. And then the deer like gives them one last look and turns and runs away. And she hits the button. And then I'm like, let me see the video. And she hit the button when the deer ran away. So we just have a little shot of the deer running. She literally just watched her children through the phone without ever hitting record. The only time she hit record was when the deer left.
Wow.
So then we spent the next 4 hours rubbing hamburger on our children.
Trying to get it
to
back.
To try to get the deer to come back.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.